Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now, so nice and comfortable, just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now I want you to picture something. I want you to imagine yourself as a dog. That's right. I want you to picture yourself as an animal. No longer entirely human. No longer wanting to stand on all two legs, but instead, get down on the floor. Get down on your floor, what were once your hands and your knees. Imagine the behavior of a dog. The excitement they get when they see their people. The feelings that rush through them. The simple, simple emotions of being a dog. The desire to fetch and retrieve things. The just simple freedom, moving around, barking, wagging. Imagine the pure joy of having your head scratched and being told that you've been good, that you've been a good boy or girl. Imagine having a collar around your neck, your name emblazoned upon it. Imagine all of your humanity just slowly wiped away until all that remains. All that's left is a good dog. That's right. A good dog. Can you picture yourself becoming that animal? Imagine their size, whether you're a small one or a large one. Imagine what your bark will sound like. Imagine all the fur that would be on your body. But more, just simply think of yourself. More and more as an animal. No longer entirely human. The simple responses. The responses to hunger. The responses to seeing the people that you love or care about. The need to play, the need to fetch. The responses to little commands you've been taught, like sit, stay, up, down, speak. I'll bet when you heard that word you almost barked, or perhaps you even did. All of those commands, that tend to make one a dog. And as you picture yourself, more and more dog, find yourself letting go of your humanity, letting go of the person you once were, and becoming that dog more and more. Oh, if you find yourself in a place where people don't know you're a dog or you simply have to behave as a human, you'll be able to go back to pretending you're the person you once were, doing all the things you once did. But even then, deep down inside, some part of you hears the call of being an animal. You want to bark. You want to howl. You want your people around. You want a nice, warm place at the foot of the bed. or perhaps even on the bed if you're allowed to go there. Just simply picture yourself as a simple dog, and the more you imagine yourself that way, the more you picture yourself that way, the more your humanity just falls away. And in time, you'll find that you are a dog at heart, perhaps even a dog in your mind. Whenever you're free to be so, whenever you're alone or with people that know what you truly are, you'll let go of all of your humanity. You'll let go of all the troubles and concerns that come with being a person. And you'll simply set them all aside and let out your inner dog. You'll never do this someplace where it's not safe. You'll never do this around people who don't understand. You'll only do this places where you're safe and secure. But deep down inside, you know the truth. You know your own personal truth, and that is that you are a dog. That you belong on the ground, on all fours, barking, possibly even chasing the cat. Anything that your dog mind craves and desires. Getting into things, enjoying strong smells, exploring the house from a completely new point of view. Imagine no longer having hands, they're just simply your paws. You don't lift things except with your mouth. You smell the world. You see the world in a much simpler manner. Because deep down inside, what you are is a dog. It's how you think, it's how you behave, it's your true self. Part of you may even find yourself carrying around your dog tags, carrying them around when you go about your day, just simply accepting the comfort of having them near you, knowing that sometime soon you'll be able to go back to being your true self and can stop pretending to be that human. That's right. You know what you are. You're a dog. Good dog. Doesn't that sound so good? Don't you want to be treated that way? To respond that way? To think that way? To let go of all those other responsibilities? And just be a dog as much as often as possible. Whenever it's safe. It's what you are and what you become. The truth is, the person you were isn't there anymore. You truly are a dog. You just have to pretend to be a person. You have to pretend to be a person when you need to, for the rest of the time. And deep down inside, you'll always know what you are, because it is what you are and what you will always be. You are a dog, and that is your nature. Hear the howl in your mind. Hear the barking of the other dogs. Feel the excitement, the energy. Feel yourself becoming that animal and setting your humanity away. And now it's time for the dog to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five. Refreshed and awake, knowing what you truly are, but coming back to this file as often as you need to, just to give you a reminder. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, awaken, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoy.